Nyquist takes the puck out of the faceoff circle, goes down, centers it, came right in front, and sent home by Ryan O'Reilly. O'Reilly gets the Predators on the board for a second time. They now trail by two with 14:08 to go.
That's part of the comeback. Last night, Pete Weber on the call. Predators win it 5-4 in overtime at Bridgestone Arena. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you on this Wednesday. Let's bring in Ryan O'Reilly, who joins us now. I believe he's probably on the way to the airport or already there as they get ready to hit the road. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, just on my way to the airport right now.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a good mood once you get on that plane. Last night was fantastic. I know that not ideal start for you guys, trailing 3-0, then eventually 4-1. But what were the conversations like during those intermissions, knowing that you got a full 60, you're going to get some extra time, as we would find out, but not to give up, because it's been a while since you guys have been behind like that?
Yeah, I was very impressed. Just, I think the whole room was, you know, positive. You know, everyone was kind of obviously disappointed, you know, being down, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like the game was over, or, you know, guys kind of going rogue, or, you know, the energy, I think, was still very good. And the way guys were talking, it was, hey, let's get back to us. You know, let's, you know, these guys played last night, you know, let's wear them down. And, you know, we get one, we'll get back into this. And in between the second and third, it was just, you know, we obviously get a big goal there, and then they get one late in the second, which kind of, you think, would take a little wind out of our sails. But even coach came in, was positive, just, hey, we're playing great. You know, they're, again, let's just stay on them here. Let's stay on. We get one, we'll make a game of it. And, you know, that's what happened. We stuck with it. Got a big goal there that, you know, got us closer. And then obviously it just, you kind of feel kind of the momentum kind of heading our way. And then obviously, you know, a big comeback there. It was good.
So when you guys get into overtime, you know that you have all the momentum on your side. What are you trying to create in overtime? And ultimately, how did things get set up for Josi to be in position to make that play?
Yeah, well, for me, it's when you're on the ice with Josi and Forsberg, it's pretty much, you know, get them the puck and get out of their way. I kind of feel like that's my my job with, you know, how many, you know, goals Phil scored in overtime. And Josi is obviously on fire and so dynamic. So, yeah, I pretty much try to just get some motion, get them the puck, and hopefully open a lane. And obviously a beautiful play by Josi to, you know, great deception, but then, you know, takes a wide and brings it back to the house with the power move was amazing. And just that, like, that feeling in the building. I haven't played a playoff game yet in Nashville, but I was going to say that's probably pretty darn close to the how loud it was and the excitement and, you know, just having the fans just, you know, that energy, that, you know, the cheering. It was pretty cool to be a part of.
Talking to Ryan O'Reilly this morning on the Chase and Big Show, Big Joe Show. And Ryan, you know, 16-0-2, last 18 games. Have you processed that yet? Because, like, you're in the bubble. We're outside. We're loving it. The fans are loving it. But has it hit you guys yet, what you guys are doing?
I know it's funny. We're down the 3-1 there. 4-1. You're kind of thinking, like, oh, maybe this is it. But, you know, knowing our group and just how resilient we've been, it's, you know, it's crazy to keep extending it. And it's a crazy record, but it's funny, like, we don't really have the luxury of, with how tight this race is and trying to get into playoffs, you know, you don't have the luxury of taking a night off. You know, it's just, you know, it's a big win. We feel great about it, but it's always on to the next. And, you know, we're trying to prepare a game for playoffs and to get in there. So it's, you know, we know it's something special. And, yeah, it's, you know, crazy what we've done, but again, we got to keep going. You know, we got to keep building our game because it's not going to get any easier.
Have you heard from friends, like, text messaging, or like, Ryan, what in the world is going on? I'm sure you've got messages like that, people outside of Nashville, like, man, what's going on in Nashville?
Oh yeah, plenty of people. You know, it's great to hear though. You know, I think from the start of the year with, you know, the new coaching staff, the new system, a lot of new faces, you know, we come out of the gates, we struggle quite a bit, you know, struggling to kind of grasp the system and kind of, you know, be a team. And, you know, I thought we've done an amazing job of working so hard, everyone, and, you know, everyone, coaching staff, staying patient with us and keep teaching us. And then we finally, things start to click and we start to buy in, and it comes, and, you know, we've, you know, turn into a good team. And, you know, I think we're on our way to being a great team. And it's just so fun. But yeah, definitely the friends and family are just like, we're making some noise around the league right now, which is great to be a part of. You know, I think we have, you know, Nashville's, you know, it's not the biggest market in the league, but we're sure putting ourselves on the map this year. And it's, you know, we're just getting going.
It's not the biggest, Ryan, but damn it, it's the best. I want to ask you, you said you haven't played in a playoff atmosphere here, obviously, because you haven't played for the Preds until it made the playoffs. But tell me the how loud it was last night and just the electricity when you guys started coming back 4-1, 4-2, 4-3. Could you feel that on the ice last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, gosh, it was electric. And, you know, that's probably one of the loudest I've ever heard, you know, a regular season game. You know, in all my years, it's what, my 15th season in the league. And, yeah, I don't think I've heard a home crowd like that ever in my time in the league. It had that playoff atmosphere, that the way of the intensity of the fans, and that last kind of TV timeout. You know, you look around, everyone's on their feet. It was, it's something so cool. It was nice to kind of get a taste of what it's going to be like.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. You made us laugh last night when you mentioned playing with the Swedish Meatballs with Philip Forsberg and Gus Nyquist. Phil gets 40, you get 25, Gus gets 20. Pretty impressive what you three have been able to do together.
Yeah, gosh, these guys are making me look good. They're so much fun to play with. And, you know, Gus is such a smart player out there, reads the game so well and so deceptive with his speed and little plays. And obviously Phil is just, you know, he's a wizard out there. The stuff he does sometimes you're like, what the heck was that? You know, it's amazing just the way, you know, both of them play. And I feel like we work well together. You know, even if we're not scoring, I think we're playing hard to, you know, being hard to play against and, you know, being tough against top lines. And then when you get the puck, it's, you know, it's go time. We have fun with it. So definitely guys, I love playing with two guys that work so hard too. And it's been a good line, and we have to keep getting better and keep rolling.
You know, you were brought in by Barry Trotz and Andrew Brunette because of your experience. And, you know, obviously winning the Cup with St. Louis and all the playoff experience that you have had. How have you used, you know, some of the experience that you had in 2019, the run that you guys went on, and you know, things weren't going well in the beginning of the season. Have you applied some of that to now, some things that you remember? We'll see what the result is at the end of the year, but just some of the things you went through that season with that team, have you applied that to now?
Absolutely. I think, at different times, saying the right things or the things I think that are best to helping us become a better team. And so that's conversations with coaching staff or just communicating with, you know, guys on the bench of, you know, being in uncomfortable situations and kind of more leaning into it. But I try to use that experience as much as I can. And, you know, I think every team's different and, you know, every team's got to find their own way to have success. But, definitely, being through that, I feel comfortable in, you know, a lot of situations that I think, that's where I try to lead. I try to have confidence in them and try to be vocal and kind of try to pull guys along if, I see something that, got struggling in a certain way. So it's, I try to use that experience.
Ryan, you're about to get on the plane. Do you have a whole row to yourself, or do you have to share it with somebody?
No, I play cards. It's me and Yost versus Evangelista and Nyquist, and not going so well this year. Me and Yost have been struggling a bit at the card table, but we got a long flight here. We're kind of hoping we can maybe get a few bucks back, but. No, it's we have some fun though playing.
Oh, that's good, then.
Man, I've heard Yossi's pretty good though.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's smart. He's a smart guy, but Nyquist, he's pretty smart too. He kind of gets in my head a little bit. Kind of frustrates me.
Please tell me it's not. Go ahead.
Don't tell him I said that.
Yeah. What's the card game? Is it Uno? What is it?
I don't even know the name of it. It's a Swiss banking game, and it's crazy. It's like I couldn't even explain it to you. It's just like it's 10 different games in one. And yeah, next time you guys talk to Yost, ask him to break it down for you. It took me about 3 weeks to even understand it. and I'm still learning, but it's definitely a cool game. There's a lot of games within the game, and it's, I don't know, you're going to have to ask him to give you a thorough description of it.
Well, Ryan, good luck on that. Obviously, good luck on the road trip as well. Please pass along our congratulations and our good luck to the rest of the team when you get on the plane, and we will talk to you soon. It's been a fun ride, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Nice chatting with you. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Ryan O'Reilly joining us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show.